Mr. Brereton, tell me about your participation in the Black Youth Action Plan.
So our participation within the Black Youth Action Plan is three-tiered. So first and foremost, we are producing a black digital comic book by the name of Spora. And we've got some key contributors to that initiative. So first and foremost, we've come up with the idea in terms of telling our own story from a cultural lens, and that would be an African-Canadian lens, to basically dispel any of the myths of how we came to be, and to also talk about the disruption and disrupting the disruption of the transatlantic slave trade. And also, we are doing a robust marketing campaign across the province, but specifically in the cities of Windsor, Hamilton, the Greater Toronto Area, and Ottawa. And last but not least, we are doing something called city pop-ups in those specific cities to discuss with youth basically the issues at hand, which are causing a disproportionate amount of violence within black communities in those cities, but also to focus on the solutions and have youth-driven solutions so that now we can move as a provincial collective to address those issues and to mitigate them.
What is a pop-up?
A pop-up is ultimately a town hall meeting or a summit with the youth, and that, again, will be youth-driven. So we will have artists, we'll have entertainers, we'll have different foods, culturally relevant foods, and also conversation that will, again, be surrounded about the issues at hand.
For people who don't know the issues, what are they? What are some of them?
So some of the issues are lack of cultural identity due to the disruption. Black people in the diaspora of Africa have had a cultural shift, which we have been taken away from our own identity and our own ways of life. And basically, there has been a disconnect from who we are. So we've adopted new cultures, new standards, and a lot of those are obviously not playing out to our best advantage in terms of how we identify with ourselves and who we are. So we're reshaping the narrative and rewriting that.
What are some of the other issues?
Some of the other issues are confidence, lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem, again, in terms of some of the self-fulfilling prophecies that we've bought into just over the years. And by not, again, understanding who you are or, you know, where you come from, you know, you basically, some people have latched on to what the media has told them or, you know, what the narrative has been in terms, and that hadn't been from our own words. So it's imperative to, you know, tell the story from our own words and to understand, again, what has taken place. And it's not a blame game, but it's an explain game, is the way we term it. And, again, the more we know ourselves from our own perspective and understand what has taken place and the trauma and begin that healing, the sooner that we can all get back onto a place and a playing field of excellence. And, you know, we say we have 450 years of catching up to do, but, you know, we are definitely resilient people, and that's exactly what we intend to do.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about it.
Thank you very much for having us.